Wow. You actually set up the whole camp by yourself. My prayers have been answered. I'm shocked. Boo-hoo. Come with me. We have an important conversation to have in the woods. I don't want the rest of the party coming back and interrupting us. Or worse, overhearing. It's going to be a very private conversation. Oh, sweetie. That was an order. It means you do it. Because I'm the party leader and a paladin. Move it, or I will make you move. Good. I like it when you follow my orders, like you're supposed to. Follow me. Oh, leaning your back against the tree trunk. Oh, you think it's gonna be a long conversation, huh? Don't talk back to me. I hate it. Why are you always so antagonistic, huh? You know exactly what I mean. Always questioning my orders. Always challenging me. Always questioning what I say. Why don't you get it? My cause is righteous. I will lead us to safety. I will get us through the dungeon. I don't need you here distracting me all the time. The party druid is also distracting. Yet he's distracting when he smells acorns. This is different. There we are. You straighten up and pay attention when I slam my palm beside your ear. What's wrong? Am I too close? Oh, you have no idea. I don't think we're close enough. How's this? Maybe you'll listen when I bracket you with my arms. Take a good look at this armor. The holy order I represent. Let it sink in. You are meant to follow me. And you need me, obviously. I don't know what it's going to take to make you realize that. You're so obstinate, so flippant. You have no discipline, and you need it. I'm the stronger one, so you need to let me protect you. No one else has your interests at heart the way I do. You don't have to believe it for it to be true. What was that? Am I going to give you what you need? Is that an invitation? You should be careful how you word things. Oh, are you squirming now? Now that my armored glove is squeezing your shoulder? Now that I'm close enough to smell? We're all alone out here. I have you all to myself. No one would hear you if you cried out. Not even the gods. Listen. Listen, you obstinate fool. You need to be controlled. And you need to be protected. And maybe even a little cherished. But that's just because you're cute. Honestly, I think it's the reason you've gone on this long without getting seriously hurt. The world pities you because you're good looking. And that's all you have, aside from me. If you think I don't care, you're a bigger fool than I imagined. Who stepped in front of you with their shield the last time you were attacked by a magic spell? That ray of frost would have been painful, and you know it. The last time you were in danger, I broke the fingers of that chronomancer until they would stop time so I could go to you. I defied every oath, my God, to keep you safe. And you'll stand here as I squeeze you, as I press you between this tree and myself and say, I don't care. Look at me. I care too much. You are the first thought I have in the morning and my last thought before I go to bed. I think of you when I should be praying. I can't take my eyes off you. It's like you're my own personal curse. This beautiful thing I have to protect. But you keep defying me. It goes beyond me. It goes beyond my faith. Obsession? No, I think it's love. And if that scares you, then too damn bad. 'Cause I'm not gonna stop feeling the way I feel. And I'm not gonna stop looking after you. I'll keep pressing myself against you. I'll keep cornering you, so just give in. I'm not letting you go. I'm not stopping. I'm sick of feeling this way, and you have to feel it too. Still undecided, huh? You're cruel. I pour my heart out and you say, I don't know. I'm going to kiss you. I'll show you how I feel. Come here. Oh, am I holding you too tight? Oh. I would be very good to you. Well, I'm always going to be good to you. But I'll be better if you give yourself to me willingly. You don't want to know what happens if you say no. Don't be scared. Don't tremble. This is the good part. We're at the very beginning. Kissing under the stars. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. I'm gonna take care of you. I'm gonna keep you safe. And nothing bad is ever gonna happen to you again. You'll give it a try. Yeah? This explains a lot. You have no idea. But you better stop talking back to me unless you want to be punished. Do I make myself clear?
Good.
Come here. Come here. I'm not done with you. I keep looking at you. Well, yeah, you're my favorite thing to look at. I also just can't believe you're here. It's been 2 weeks and you want to come to temple with me? To pray? I already adore you. You don't have to keep trying. All right, all right. I'll show you how. Kneel with me. You don't have to think about my God or even a God. You just need to be mindful. And we're allowed to hold hands. Yeah, give me yours. This is the best feeling in the world. Okay. Take a deep breath in. Hold it at the crest of your inhale. Feel that pressure and release through your mouth. Like that. Yeah, you're good at breathing. You're good at flippant remarks, is what you're good at. Don't worry, I love you for it. Now, clear your mind. Thoughts can come and go, but you don't pay them any mind. Don't focus in on them. They're drifting past you like clouds. Focus instead on the sound of my voice, the quality of your breath. Is it fast or slow? Panicked or languid? Feel how sacred this space is. What people come here to do. And if it doesn't work, then feel my energy. Feel that love I have for you in my aura. That obsession that won't leave me. Would you believe that I tried to fight it for a long time? I think I snapped that day in the woods. And when you accepted how I felt, it was like the clouds parted and the gods favored me. I'll never forget it. You won't either. Good. Come here. Come closer to me. Be still. Be still in your mind. Still in your heart. Slow in your breath. That's right. You're doing so well. I am going to protect you always and forever. Yes, whether you like it or not. I love you too.